Well, me and my husband were friends for 17 years, and he stayed so persistent that after 17 years, we've now been married, going on a year, and have a son together.
Wow.
So, I mean, it can work.
What was the breaking point? What pushed it to that point, though? No, it took that long, and then it actually happened. What was the breaking point?
Well, he just came down, and he had moved out of state, and we had still stayed in contact because he joined the military, and he came home to our home state and was there for a month, and we just hung out, and he just persistently just kept, you know, bringing up, well, why don't we go on a date, or, you know, mm-hmm. So... I mean, it's possible.
But he didn't get creepy about it. You think that he sounds like he took a little bit different approach than this guy in this situation that Jerry Ann's talking about?
Yeah, I think he took a different approach. He was more subtle about it. You know, he wasn't so, you know, he acted more of like a friend, you know. And every time I would, you know, shoot him down, he would just, you know, just go on and just, you know, just be the friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't. I think this guy's being too persistent.
Yeah, he's just a little bit too psycho about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call. Sticks in the morning. Go ahead.
I've been best friends with this girl before for 3 years, and I liked her from the first minute, and I kind of just kind of put it off, and now we've been together for a year and a half after finally she opened up and finally saw it.
So did she was reluctant about the whole thing at first?
She just thought of me like a really close friend, and I just kind of put it off and was like, okay, and just waited, and then she finally came around because we were just really good friends, and I mean, just, it's waiting. It's just waiting for the right time for it to happen.
But, yeah, so you're saying the key is to not go psycho about it and be pressuring her
yeah.
at all times? That might be a good thing to do, Jerry, and if you know this guy good enough, you can pull him aside and say, hey, you know what? Maybe you're coming on too strong with her.
Yeah.
You know, lay off for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then at least you can sleep or something, you know?
Yeah.
And not have to worry about him being outside her window with a butcher knife, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
See you. Sticks in the morning. What do you think? The friend's trying to turn it into a relationship.
I have this guy friend who was kind of doing the same thing, like, he wasn't really that far into it, but he would, like, always call me and always end up where I was going, and he would always ask me to dances and stuff. And finally, it got to the point where I just couldn't even be friends with him, and see, it's kind of bad, so I think she should just basically cut all ties and not even be friends with him anymore, because it's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah. What do you think? Is she capable of doing that?
Yeah, I don't know how close of friends they are, really,
uh-huh.
but... I think she probably
could. Well, close enough that she can't get him to get the hell away.
Exactly.
Yeah, something's up.
Exactly.
Maybe she really have you ever thought about the fact that maybe she likes this at all?
Maybe. A girl's like guy's attention, so.
Yeah.
I don't think she does.
Well, not necessarily to the point that she's going to eventually give it up to him. I'm saying she likes that attention. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Hmm?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. If I was getting flowers and things from a guy that made me feel good, I'd keep doing it.
Yeah. So maybe she's secretly addicted to this thing and she's telling everybody, oh, yeah, he's a creep. And
yeah.
But I'm just so phenomenal. I'm just such a great person. He keeps on sending me stuff. He doesn't catch the hint.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
exactly.
Maybe it's her fault. Maybe we're being too rough on this guy.
Maybe.
She needs to be clearer or something.
Uh-huh.
Well, thanks for the call. Good stuff.
Okay.
Bye. Stooks in the morning. Go ahead.
I'm in the same situation, only it's my ex.
Ooh.
But you just gotta ignore him. My ex will go for like a week without talking to me, and then he'll see me somewhere like shopping, and then I'll get bombarded with text messages and phone calls. I love you. I love you. Let's get married. Let's get back together. I love you.
Wow.
I love you.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that one.
Yeah.